Well, folks, what a difference a week makes. You know, last week at this time, I was kind of wondering, what the hell is the Cuse doing in the tournament? After the way they slid coming down the stretch, I thought, you know, why would the committee pick the Orange to be in the tournament? I mean, I thought they would be better suited in the NIT. Well, what do I know? They're the experts. But I mean, look at how the Orange have performed so far. This Orange team definitely looks like they're ready. Definitely looks like they could make a long run. Hell, they may be a 10th seed, but they aren't playing like a 10th seed. What a couple of pretty darn good games they've had. I mean, it was shaky for a while against both Dayton and Middle Tennessee. I mean, it was pretty evenly matched. But of course, Dayton and Middle Tennessee are not used to the 2-3 zone. And boy, in the second half of both of those games, the Orange took right over, exacting revenge for what Dayton put on them 2 years ago when Dayton knocked them out of the tournament. But a big 70-51 shellacking of Dayton in their opening round game. And then going against Middle Tennessee, who pulled the shocker of shockers in the first round, knocking out a team that I thought was going to go all the way to the final. I mean, Michigan State was one put-together team, and I thought they had the goods to make it to the final or even win the national title. But something happened when they met those Blue Raiders out of Conference USA. Middle Tennessee was ready and waiting for the Spartans, and Middle Tennessee knocked them out. But Middle Tennessee had never played the Orange. They had never played the 2-3 zone. Of course, one of their players and coaches quoted, "Oh, we know they run a zone or whatever." Yeah, we run a zone, and we zoned you out, you Blue Raiders. We actually pillaged you, 75-50. And now, surprise, surprise, we're in the Sweet 16 against another team that looked like they were on the bubble for making it into the tournament, but they're showing they belong. Bing Crosby's alma mater, Gonzaga. Gonzaga's been a king of the West Coast Conference for the last 20 years. Seems as though they can make it to the Sweet 16, but they don't really advance any further. Thing is, Gonzaga and Syracuse is going to be a heck of a matchup. And if we can get past the Bulldogs, we got either the Cyclones or the Cavaliers waiting. But it would be pretty cool if we were to meet our ACC brethren, the Cavaliers. Of course, the Cyclones could blow past them, coached by Fred Hoiberg. But I mean, we'll see. The Cuse is definitely playing like they belong in the tournament. Let's keep this run going, Cuse. It's become a pretty good ride so far. And by the way, I think I'm going to go to a restaurant after I do this show. I'll have a crow with a little sauce, if you know what I mean. As that's what I'm eating after what I said last week. What a surprise. Well, I'm going from the Cuse to talking about the two new appointees to the Seneca Falls Town Board, because Chad Sanderson and Jim Rickey left in disgust over the whole thing about Seneca Meadows. Welcome to Annette Lutz and to Mary Saratori to the Town Board, and let's hope you can move on. And I mean, that is a pressing issue. I mean, Seneca Meadows is always going to be a pressing issue, especially hopefully by 2023, maybe no more trash. But I digress, as I mean, it's become such a divisive topic, especially when you walk outside and you smell all of that rotten stuff through the air. No wonder it's become a deterrent for businesses maybe trying to get into the town of Seneca Falls. People don't want to smell that stuff. Of course, another pressing issue for the Seneca Falls Town Board is about the Cayugas and their failure to pay taxes. I mean, those are two big issues. But I mean, we gotta do that and we gotta attract some business back here, especially into what is now a census-designated place. It's no longer the village, just like up there in Wayne County. Lyons and Macedon are no longer villages. They're census-designated places. But of course, I expect other villages around this state to follow suit. We don't need the redundancy of both village government and town government. Causes too much headache for the residents, too many taxes. You know, I think we're setting an example by dissolving our village government. But I mean, we got a lot of pressing issues and we need to move on. Well, I'm moving on from that to about Hulk Hogan and that big judgment that was awarded to him. $115 million plus $25 million in punitive damages over what Gawker did to him. Apparently, a guy named Bubba the Love Sponge leaked a tape of Hulk Hogan boinking somebody. Well, you know what? I mean, if you're so lowbrow as to watch something like that, then you deserve to be knocked on the head. Of course, we got a percentage of the population that loves to watch that. But look what it did to the Hulkster. And I mean, the Hulkster has been suffering the last 2 years, especially after the WWE disowned him in such a dastardly way. But I mean, my congrats to Hulk the Hulkster, because you know what? He deserved that judgment. He deserves the money for all the pain and suffering that caused him. And as for this guy, Bubba the Love Sponge, here's my jockstrap. That's what I want you to soak up with such a name like that. Who coined that name for you? Bubba the Love Sponge. Boy, if I had a nickname like that, I might as well go shoot myself. Don't take that literally. But I mean, who would want a nickname like that? But you know, Hulkster, I've been a fan of yours for a long, long time. And I mean, I hate to see you suffer like that. But you know what? You want one's the money that can help you. Maybe you can get yourself back on track. Although I think you're now a little elderly to go back to wrestling. Well, of course, look at Terry Funk. He's in his 70s and he's still wrestling. But you know, congratulations to you, Hulkster. And I want to close with a funny story. Seems as though some guy in Livingston County tried to evade deputies they tried to stop him on 390, apparently for speeding or some other thing. He runs off, tries to pull into the East Avon Fire Department and blend in with the crowd there because they were having a ham raffle. Well, sorry, guy, when you drive across several lawns, especially trying to get to the East Avon Fire Department, you stand out. And of course, trying to hide when everybody knows you probably burst in and you got about several police officers and sheriff's deputies looking for you. Doesn't work. I know you tried to save your bacon, but you stood out like a pork chop in a vegetarian restaurant. You know what? You thought you were such a ham trying to hide at that raffle. Well, doesn't work. You know what? They probably took you away and probably took a few eggs, too. Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to wallow in the mud. Well, maybe they don't have a mud wallow. They have a nice jail cell waiting for you. Yeah, you tried to save your bacon. You tried to win a ham. But all you got is a bit of an ager, especially there at the Livingston County Jail, if you know what I mean. Well, we go from that swinehood to saying, Happy Easter, everyone, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm Ken Haas, and that's my story.